Behind the Wheel with Chris Miller and Peter Hitchener, where motoring starts.
Let's talk Jaguar, because I am excited about this. Not only have we had the pleasure of getting around in the spanking new Jaguar F-Type, the V6S with the four-wheel drive system, which is, of course, a brand new addition to the Jaguar F-Type range. And to tell us more about that and all things Jaguar, we give a big warm welcome again to James Scrimshaw from Jaguar Cars Australia. Welcome back to Behind the Wheel, James. That F-Type, wow. Thank you for loaning it to us.
Oh, thank you, and I'm glad you enjoyed it. You had a good time in that car, did you?
Oh, absolutely remarkable car. And what I was amazed about was, despite the stunning performance and the glorious engine noise and the couple of little compromises you have to make by way of lack of boot, it was just absolutely magnificent to just pot around in the city in. Who knew that a glorious exotic sports car like that could be so user-friendly and so enjoyable to drive just day-to-day?
It is. I find it exactly the same thing. As I mentioned, I'm driving one at the moment, and it's a wonderful car around town. Limited on boot space compared to some of the other vehicles in our range. However, for that sports car experience and that pure Jaguar DNA, it's the ultimate car to drive in our range.
Absolutely. Now, of course, the F-Type's been around for, well, it's supposed to be about 18 months, I suppose, now, since it's been out.
Yeah, we're coming on now. We launched it in 2013, so 2 years on is where we've had our first update to the vehicle with a bit more spec and increased the model range.
Yeah, sure. So, of course, not only do we see some new graphics, sort of in the instrument binnacle and some updated, I suppose, tech when it comes to the infotainment system, but, of course, we now see manual variants and all-wheel drive variants available for the first time.
Yeah, that's correct. So with 16 model year, one of the nice things we've been able to do is to upgrade the infotainment system. And from all 16 model year products, this is the first of them, a brand new infotainment and navigation system, which I'm sure you'll find is even a better upgrade since last year. But the big thing on the vehicle is having all-wheel drive available. Now, all-wheel drive is probably 16 to 17% of the market at the moment. And so we wanted to be part of that as well. So the Jaguar F-Type was already an excellent handling car, but to be able to make that all-wheel drive as well just sharpens its performance. And adding manual, you know, many believe and many argue that is the purest driving experience to drive in a manual vehicle. And having manual transmission in that car, which I'm sure you'll find out in a couple of months' time, is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Now, I did notice in the time that we spent with it recently, we've had some bad weather where we are, and that's where the all-wheel drive system I found really kind of was highlighted to.
Yes.
It's basically that power and that grip was available to you all the time.
All the way.
You know, and I kind of think back to the time where I spent maybe a little time with the V8, supercharged V8, the Type R F-Type, and I would imagine that had I driven it on the same roads as I was driving the all-wheel drive on, I would have been sideways and into a wall. The grip that's available. But what I loved was the fact that it still feels like a rear-wheel drive car, and it's only when the car senses that the rear wheels are actually slipping that the front wheels kick in.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, exactly right. So it has something we call IDD. And the IDD basically, you know, it's letting 100% of the power go to the rear, but as soon as it detects that there's a loss of traction in the front, then it will deliver torque on demand to those front wheels. So it's all controlled, but we are going to keep a rear drive experience in that car. You're still going to have your natural steering feel, but it's going to put the power where it needs to whenever you're starting to lose traction.
It certainly seemed to be quite reasonable in terms of fuel consumption. And, of course, the stop-start is a very effective way of keeping that under control.
Yeah, it is. It does keep it down. It's probably not one of the first questions that we get about the vehicle when someone comes in and drives an F-Type. However, it is still good to keep our cars efficient and not waste fuel where possible.
And that's why it is just so user-friendly. It's got all these things you wouldn't really expect, you know, like being just nice to potter down to the shops in, as long as you can get in and out of it.
Yeah, without someone coming and asking you questions.
Yes, that happens too.
Happen every time as well.
Yeah, and you need to keep a bottle of Windex in the passenger door too, because you always have fingerprints all over the windows. Did you notice that every time you leave it anywhere?
Yes.
Obviously the manual version available as well. We do see all-wheel drive and manual variants available across the three engine specs, being the standard V6, the supercharged V6, and the supercharged V8.
Yeah, except for the V8. The manual transmission will not be available in the V8. We've only made that available in the V6 versions, and it's the rear-wheel drive version. So in coupe and convertible, but it's either, you can have a manual rear-wheel drive or it's all-wheel drive. So it's not both at the same time. It's one or the other.
One
so
or the other.
All-wheel drive is focusing on the performance vehicles, so that's on the R vehicles and also on the one that you just drove, which is the S all-wheel drive V6.
Yep.
So it's on those vehicles. And the manual, right from the very entry-level model, from 119,000, is where you can have a manual transmission, and then you can step up through the range, coupe and convertible.
James, gotcha. Who are the buyers for these?
Who are the buyers? The buyers are people who are... The demographic would be anywhere from the age of 25 years old through to about 70 years old, and anywhere in between. We're yep. finding a huge range of different people that are coming to buy this car for different reasons. People who have had Jaguars in the past are looking at it because it heralds back to what they may have had in the past. Other people are looking at it as just a pure different option than what they've had in sports cars in the past, and another alternative. And we are matching competitors for dynamics, performance, and also, I guess, in the price range now as well. So we're being considered by many people across the range, but we wouldn't really pigeonhole any market segment or demographic.
And is it bringing buyers to the Jaguar brand overall?
Absolutely it is. So this is all new. I doubt we haven't had a sports car in this price range for ever. So we are getting a lot of customers that are coming across, and yes, many of them are conquest and coming across from the other brands. So it is a car that's attracting a new buyer to the brand for different reasons. And they, you know, as you know, you've just experienced the car. It is a pure sports car that is not really relying on any other product. It is solely its own car, and it's unique in that way, and many people love it for that.
Another thing I noticed, having not driven an English-made car for some time, the quality was superb. The build quality was and the fit was just amazing, really good.
Yeah, and craftsmanship is always one of the Jaguar things we're doing. Trim, fit and finish, the touch and feel, you know, the even when you touch the dash, the soft feel dash, and little things like that are built into Jaguars and every single one of our vehicles across the range. But it is something that we do pride ourselves on, interiors, for sure.
Now, speaking of the range, of course, about to grow in a really large fashion. Not only are we about to see the launch of the all-new, I suppose, competitor to the Mercedes-Benz C-Class and the BMW 3 Series, the Jaguar XE. That's set to hit the roads, I believe, around September, and an all-aluminium, lightweight sports saloon from Jaguar.
That's right. So it's the first time we've had a vehicle in this segment and seriously taken on it. You'll probably remember back in the 2000s we did have a car in that segment called the X-Type.
Yep.
It's been a long time since then, and this vehicle has been developed over a number of years now. We had always decided to build this vehicle as an all-aluminium vehicle. It's what we do with Jaguar, build a lightweight vehicle and make it very efficient, but also focus on the sport and the handling and the Jaguar-esqueness of the vehicle. And that's exactly what we've done with this car, and we're very pleased at the price we've been able to introduce this vehicle at. So it's a real great chance for Jaguar Australia to appeal to many more customers than we have before, because you know, starting from around $60,000 is probably a lot better than many people thought we'd be able to do with this car once you've seen it.
Yeah, definitely. Wondering, in the boardroom when they decided on naming the car, there obviously wasn't any Australians there sort of just to point out the Ford Falcon XE.
No, yeah, I do have a friend that mentions that every now and then, and mentions the XF as well, and asks me when we're going to have an XD. No, but you know, to a small group of Australians, that would mean something to the rest of the world, who is not exactly that didn't follow the Ford Falcon
sure.
through those years. They'd probably be unfamiliar with that, and it wouldn't matter. But
no.
To some of us, we do see the. The name similarity there.
It's kind
but,
of fun.
No, nothing alike. Nothing alike.
Nothing at all.
Nothing alike.
No.
I can promise you that.
Now, of course, available, I believe, in diesel and petrol, and I do believe the top the line, the S-Spec, will, in fact, have the same engine that we've experienced in the F-Type Jaguar, that beautiful 3-litre V6 that just sounds amazing.
Absolutely. So it will. We're basically starting at $60,000, and that will get you, you'll have a choice of two turbo petrol 2-litre engines, 147 kilowatt or 177 kilowatt. But for the 2-litre turbo engine, which is a great motor at 147 kilowatts, that's where we start. We then have our own brand new Jaguar Land Rover Ingenium diesel engine. which is the 200D. Now, that will be 132 kilowatts and 430 newton meters of torque.
Wow.
So it's very, very good and very, very efficient. And, yeah, as you said, right at the very top, and when you drive this car, you've just spent some time in the F-Type, you'll feel like you're driving an F-Type sedan when you drive it with a V6S motor in it. The sound, very similar sound, slightly different note, but the dash, the outlook over the bonnet, the feeling you have when you're sitting in that car and the handling, you'll think that you're driving an F-Type four-door. It is an amazing car, and you should look forward to that.
I can't wait to see it.
Already very excited. Another car we're excited about too, of course, we're going to see Jaguar releasing an SUV, the F-Pace. When do you think we're likely to see that on the roads?
Yeah, so we have announced that our all-new performance crossover will be joining the lineup next year, called the F-Pace. We're going to be showing that to the global media in September at the Frankfurt Motor Show, so all will be revealed then. There's been a couple of shots of the tour at the Tour de France, as we're supporting the Sky team at the Tour de France with a vehicle in camouflage. But it will be on sale next year from second half. So I'd say July, August next year, we expect to have that vehicle in the country.
Wow.
And will be a huge addition for us in the Jaguar range.
Definitely. Some really exciting times ahead for Jaguar. For anyone listening who hasn't seen the F-Type, well, you're missing out. Could I say car porn? Would I get away with that? It is just the most exotic, beautiful-looking car on the roads. Can't wait to see the XE and the F-Pace. And, James, can't wait to talk to you again on the show. In fact, we're not too far away, I suppose, from chatting again when the launch of the XE hits. It's going to be great fun.
Thank you very much, and look forward to talking to you next time.
Thanks, James. Appreciate it. BehindTheWheel.com.au